In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 4, published in 1913, A. Enoch passionately wrote about the fullness. Well nigh lost is the dominating doctrine of the Pleroma, or fullness. The reconciliation of the universe rests upon this transcendent truth. Apart from the fullness of the Son, God could not be conciliated, nor could his enemies be reconciled to him. In him is found all that God needs and all that his creatures need. Nothing apart from him is of any avail. Anything apart from him is an affront to his Father. God's approach to his creatures is clear and open through the death of his Son. Likewise, our entrance into his presence is unobstructed and unhindered through the death of God's Son. But before that death and its proclamation, God had carefully hedged himself with a barrier of Jewish forms and ceremonies, dwelling alone behind an unrent veil in awful and unapproachable majesty. But now that veil is rent, the cleansing flood flows as a river, the victim has bled, the barriers all are down, and, lest we are yet too timid to approach, God comes forth and takes up his abode within the spirits of his people. He beseeches the sinner to be reconciled. He implores the saint to enjoy it, and we respond, all upon the ground of the fullness which his Son is for us.